97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Ethan pointed out, I missed the line where we were talking about eating crayons, and Jane actually said, well, I used to eat glue, right?
I ate glue.
How did I miss
and
that?
I would torment my brother. My brother was two grades ahead of me in grade school. And I would go, and we had an open space school, which is just crazy, like no walls, okay? It was like an experiment that failed miserably. And I would like leave my classroom, of course, and I'd go over to where my brother could see me, and I would pour a bunch of glue on my tongue to freak him out.
Oh my gosh.
But that was the 70s. That's when nobody supervised us.
You know, this is the kind of story, knowing you for, I guess, about 12 years now, that doesn't shock me.
No, it does not.
It really doesn't. Let's go to the movies this afternoon.
2 years ago, the name Arthur Fleck hit Gotham like a hurricane.
The trial of the century.
They believe Arthur Fleck to be some kind of martyr. Well, he's not. He's a monster.
Paul Hall from Common Guy Films with us on this Friday afternoon. Sounds a little creepy. How are you, Paul?
I'm here.
You. I wasn't talking about you being creepy.
Sad after last night, you know.
Well, Paul is in Milwaukee.
Oh, Brewers.
And the Brewers.
Oh,
dude,
yeah,
that was just all sudden. It happened very quickly with Pete Alonso, and he's just a meathead that I'd like to, right?
Little gut-wrenching.
Look, the Brewers had two outs. They're in the ninth inning. They're about to win their series and go on to the next round to play the Padres, I think, right? And
we would have been out to Philly.
It would have been to Philly. That's right. And that's what we have now. And you know what's interesting? The Mets and the Phillies have never played in the postseason. That's hard for me to believe, but I guess they have not. All right, tell me about the new Batman movie or Joker movie or whatever you want to call it now.
Well, you know, because I didn't see it, Mark. You know, I didn't go because I was a little sad yesterday. I was going last night. I've heard that I didn't miss a whole lot from those folks that I've talked to that have seen it. The new Joker film is very, very different than the first film. So if you didn't like the first film and the kind of tone that director Todd Phillips set, you may like this one a little better. Vice versa for those of us who did like the first film. This has got a lot of music in it, which... Not music like a good soundtrack, music like musical numbers, which to me is a little weird when it comes to Arthur Fleck.
Sounds weird
Lady
to
Gaga.
Me.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh. Well, by the way, I just looked at this. This is stunning for a movie like this. The tomato meter has this at 34%, and the user rating is not much higher than that.
No, it's not getting good feedback from those folks who have seen it, and people I trust that have seen it, for the most part, have resoundingly said, yeah, not quite. It doesn't make it there. It's opening this weekend, and I think theaters are a little underwhelmed by the opening. They were expecting something bigger. I think that's a result more of what the film is.
Ooh,
yeah,
that's unfortunate.
It's not The Penguin. Wow. The Penguin is very good. That series is
that's
very good.
That's what I've heard. Paul, have you watched that yet?
Yeah. Yeah, no, that is a good series.
That's a
and
good
that,
one.
That hopefully will be good for DC along the way. I mean, they obviously have been getting beat a lot when it comes to comic book centric films and TV shows, so maybe they're going to make a comeback on Marvel with this. That's over on Max right now.
That's good.
I did catch up with Beetlejuice this week, though, and I don't understand what people's love of that is.
Like, generally, or this movie?
This movie, Beetlejuice.
You didn't like it?
I was bored. Hey, you know, throughout the whole thing, and I kind of scratched my head going, why are people going to this film in droves? And I'm not really sure. Everything about it just seemed to plod along, and it just, I don't know. It didn't work for me throughout the film, and I just scratch my head when I see the numbers it's bringing in at the box office for weeks on end here. So,
well, have you seen? I'm curious about this one. This one's called The Outrun. It's with one of my favorite actresses, Saoirse Ronan.
So, how long have you been sober?
63 days.
It never gets easy. Just gets less hard.
My body is a continent. My breath pushes the clouds across the sky, and the waves roll into the shore in time with my beating heart.
All right, tell us about this one. The Outrun.
Man, this one is, it's one that I really got caught off guard by, and I really liked it. It's all Saoirse Ronan's movie. If she doesn't work, this movie doesn't work, because most of the time on screen is her. And it's her kind of going through her troubled past. So you get intermixed between her days in London, being very much an alcoholic who kind of drove herself into the ground and did a lot of really despicable things, shall we say, to her coming to terms with that and in kind of changing her life around, even kicking and screaming. It's not necessarily something she wants to do, but it's about that journey of the individual. So you get everything about her scene with flashbacks, the other thing. It's not an easy watch by any means.
Hmm.
Some people are going to relate to this probably too much as they see it. But it is really such a good performance by her that I can definitely recommend for those folks who like a more of an adult drama coming out of the summer now. The Outrun is a really, really good movie, and it shows that a good actress and a good actor can make a film work just by themselves.
I love her.
Yeah, I like her too. You know, I never went back. One of her first breakout roles was the film Atonement, which was, I think, my number one movie back then.
Yeah, it was good.
You know, 2006 or 7. And I never went back and watched that one. But I always was curious because I liked her so much in it. What else did you want to cover here this afternoon, Paul?
Yeah, new theatrical as well, White Bird, A Wonder Story. This is, if you remember the movie Wonder back a couple of years ago that came out, Julia Roberts.
Yeah.
I think it was Julia Roberts or Julia Garner and Owen Wilson, the story of the young boy who got picked on because he was very different when he went to school. Well, this takes it to another place as the boy that did the picking is getting a little older, and he's in a position where he doesn't really realize life until he meets his grandmother, played by Helen Mirren. And we go back in time to Helen Mirren growing up in the era of the Holocaust and the era of just that whole period. And it's fascinating. I sat with my wife and daughter at this at an early screening, and we were all moved virtually to tears by some of the stuff that went on. It's a very light version for those of you who want to introduce, say, kids to a really heavy subject, being the Holocaust and that whole area and the whole treatment of Jews. It's very timely. It is something that's out there now, and I can definitely recommend it. It's kind of a more adult, or not a more adult teen type of movie. It's
but that's theatrical?
Yeah, that's theatrical. That's in theaters now, and it's really another one. Caught me off guard being such a special movie.
Wow. We have a clip for this. It's What Insights What's Inside.
If you think of your brain as a hard drive, then this just transfers the files.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so everybody ready?
I've not heard about this one at all.
Oh, this is over on Netflix. It's a surprising look, kind of a horror film that has this posit where a guy who's a very technically adept person, he's works in the gaming industry, comes to a wedding that's going on with a bunch of friends around, says, put these things on your temple and we're going to switch bodies.
Hmm.
Which, of course, everybody would jump on and do, and they do in this case. Now, whether they end up in the same body before it's all said and done, whether they or not, they may have some feelings that come out among all these young, good-looking folks in the room that they were kind of keeping hidden. You'll have to see the movie to find out. Better than I expected, again. This is one that I didn't expect much of anything other than just kind of this kind of teen or post-teen era horror flick. And instead, it gives you a little bit deeper look at something that's weird. Just weird enough to go, if you could switch bodies, if everybody in the room there switched bodies, if, you know, Jane became Mark and Mark became Sue and Sue became Fred and Ethan became, what would happen?
It would be weird.
Well, that's something to think about.
Or not.
Yeah. I'll go with that.
One thing that I wanted to, Paul, I can't remember if you last week or maybe even a couple of weeks ago, did you talk about the Caitlin Olsen show High Potential or not?
It's really good. No, I have not talked about it in depth at all. It's because it's more network-based, but yeah.
Well, so, okay, I love that you said it's more network-based because, yes, I'm an elitist, and I don't usually fall into network, you know, based comedies or dramas. For example, I tried to watch Matlock because I like Kathy Bates. It didn't do it for me, right? But this show, High Potential, which I guess is an ABC show, is that right? It's on Hulu.
And yeah, it's coming on Hulu the day after. It premieres on ABC.
You have got to, you know, kind of buy into the nonsense because it opens essentially with Caitlin Olsen, who's super hot, and she's cleaning a police department, like as a janitor, in her sexy clothing, and then she kind of spills over the file of this murder case, and she, High Potential refers to her brain as like a high-functioning, exceptional mind individual, so she's brought into the police department to sort of solve a crime, and then they hire her as a consultant. So the whole thing is just would never happen. You have to, you know, suspend disbelief. However, she's so damn good in this, and Daniel Sujata, who was in Rescue Me, maybe best known for that, is great as well. So I really like this. Only two episodes out. I looked for the third episode this week. Then I found out that they're not releasing that until October 10th. So two out on Hulu right now. More to come later, but I liked High Potential quite a bit.
Definitely. It's one of those series that I think is going to find a niche and find an audience, especially when it premieres that second day on Hulu, because so many people are just not giving broadcasts the time of day these days, and that's not necessarily a good thing.
Yep, live sports, that's where it's at. Paul, tell folks where they can find your reviews.
Simple, commonguy.com.
I can't remember, just because my memory's so bad, but what happened, you're a Chargers fan, of course, what happened in that game last week with the Chiefs? Do you remember offhand? Like, because I don't.
We lost.
Yeah. I think is the word. See you later, Paul Hall. Take care. We'll see you.
Take care.
Kusumala's coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com.